actions can never produce good results. This is but saying that nothing can come from corn but corn, nothing from nettles but nettles. Simply put, if you expect to reap corn where you plant nettles, you're not going to get corn, no matter how much time you spend watering, fertilizing, or cultivating your plants. If you don't like the crop you are reaping, you need to change the seed you are sowing. Do you want to achieve? Then sow the seed of good thinking. Where in life are you failing to get the results you want? What aspect of your thinking might be leading to those results? What changes in your thinking might be required to produce the good results you desire? Day 3. Beware when the great God lets loose a great thinker on the planet. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Do you realize that the quality of your thinking is the lid for your potential? To paraphrase the words of King Solomon, wisest of all ancient kings, as people think in their hearts, so they are. If you're an excellent thinker, you have excellent potential. But if your thinking is poor, you have a lid on your life. Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart, refused to believe the popular notion that a town of less than 50,000 in population could not support a discount store for very long. He thought for himself and struck out on his own. Today, Walmart is the world's largest retailer and company by revenue, employing more than 2 million people. How's that for potential? No wonder Jack Welch, former chairman of General Electric, said, "The hero is the one with ideas." The greatest detriment to your potential success tomorrow is your thinking today. If your thinking is limited, so is your potential. But if you can keep growing in your thinking, you will constantly outgrow what you're doing, and your potential will always be off the charts. Name the best thinkers you know personally. Describe what's different about them. Choose one of those thinkers and try to arrange to spend some time with him or her.